Florence and the Machine there on KUTX 98.9. Kevin Doucette got the tickets for Joseph Arthur. And the hottest ticket in town is for tonight or tomorrow night. Hard to get them now. They've been gone for a while at the Austin 360 Amphitheater. Mumford & Sons and Michael Kiwanuka, who comes back to KUTX. Michael, thanks for taking time out of your day.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. With Peter Randall on bass here. And they're going to... Is this your setup for tonight, or do you have a full band?
We have another guitar player and a drum kit, too.
All right, so pretty much a full band tonight, but it's sold out. Anybody who's here going to the show tonight? Nobody. One guy. You have your tickets on you? Be careful. Be careful. 13,000 people going tonight, 13,000 tomorrow night. Just another weekend with the Mumfords, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty it's been pretty cool to see, you know, that basically that many people every night.
Yeah.
It's nice of them to invite us on the road with them.
It's a brand new place. I haven't even been there yet. I don't have tickets, Michael.
No, okay.
I'm kidding. Let's get going with a song here. What would you like to start off with?
I'll start with a song called I'm Getting Ready.
Oh, my. I didn't know what it means to believe. Oh my, I didn't know what it means to believe. But if I hold on tight, is it true? Would you take care of all that I do? Oh Lord, I'm getting ready. Oh my, I didn't know how hard it would be. Oh my, I didn't know how hard it would be. But if I hold on tight, is it true? Would you take care of all that I do? Oh Lord, I'm getting ready to leave. And be waving hands, singing freely, singing standing toes, now coming easy. Oh, no more looking down, honey, can't you see? Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready. Toes now coming easy. Oh, no more licking down, honey, can't you see me? Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready. Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready. Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready.
Michael Kiwanuka, live in Studio 1A with Peter Randall, playing tonight at the Austin 360 Amphitheater, and a beautiful song from Michael's debut album, Home Again. And your parents' home was Uganda, and they fled the oppression, as you well know, oppression in Uganda, and you were born in England.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been back to Uganda yourself?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times.
What's the experience like for you?
It's okay. I mean, pretty different to England.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a shock. I got a brother, we were pretty young. But it was nice to see, you know, where my parents grew up and to meet his family.
Is Kiwanuka a common name in Uganda?
That's pretty normal.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you were Ugandan and you had the name, it would be like hearing, say, Smith if you were.
Uh-huh.
So English is not that.
So you're not. There was a prime minister, though, right? Of named Kiwanuka from Uganda.
There may have been. I don't know.
Not related.
Well, I don't know.
I've been scouring the internet trying to find out if you're related to the linebacker on the New York Giants.
Oh yeah, I don't think I'm related to him.
No.
Unfortunately, not. No, because I think I would have.
That would be
known.
Cool. That would be cool to have him though as your cousin.
Yeah,
you know?
There might. There
looking
might be
out
a link.
For you.
Yeah, there might be a link. African families are pretty complicated, so yeah, could be a link.
Well, it's good to have you back in Austin. I know you were here for the last two South by Southwests and the ACL Fest in the middle.
Yeah.
And you're going to tape the Austin City Limits TV show on Monday.
Yeah.
And I hear that people are going to be able to watch that live streaming on the computer. They won't have to wait a couple of months to see the performance, so that'll
be
cool.
So, yeah.
Check the Austin City Limits TV show's YouTube page for that on Monday. And then, of course, you've been touring with the Mumford & Sons, getting your songs out there to lots and lots of people. But you go back with those guys, right?
I know. Ben, the keyboard player, Ben Lovett, has a record label called Communion in England, well, everywhere. And I'm on that. You know, I put out the album and some EPs through Communion. And then it's just like a lot of musicians around London that kind of work with that. So you meet them through, I met them all through that, really.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, that's probably how I got this gig, you know.
It's a great label, Communion.
Yeah,
a great
that's nice.
Artists that are on it. Yeah. So the connection to Communion probably helped you. How did you get the gig 2 years ago where you were opening for Adele all across England? Because you didn't even have a record out. How did that happen?
I don't really know. I mean, I think my manager has like good links.
Apparently.
But also, I think, I mean, I actually met her manager's called Jonathan Dickens, and I met him quite early on. He'd heard some demos, and I think that helped. So when he sent a few, like, other demos over that I'd done since, we're like, oh, he hasn't got anything out, but this guy wants, you know, could you get him on the tour? And I think he remembered the demos from earlier. I was like, oh, he luckily liked the music. Showed it to her, and whether she listened to it or not, I don't know, but she said yeah, so.
Well, I have not met Adele, although she played here a couple of years ago when her first record came out, and everybody said she was just delightful. She seems really cool, just from watching her win Oscars and Grammys and things like that. She just seems like a nice person.
Yeah, she's nice. She's funny, pretty laid back. But, you know, so are the Mumfords, too. They're some of the nicest guys you meet.
Is it an every night thing that the Mumfords invite you back out onto the stage for the end of the evening? Is that something that people can expect tonight?
Oh, it's not every night. Some nights.
Right.
It just depends on how Marcus and everyone feels.
I saw a performance of you all doing The Weight by the band, which was really cool.
That was fun, yeah. That was I don't know if they're going to do that today. Hopefully. I always try and twist their arm to do it, because, you know, otherwise I never get to play to that many people tonight.
We did. We don't want to send 13,000 people home angry tonight because they didn't play The Weight.
Yeah.
You know, so it might happen. Could happen.
They might do something else, you know, but they might not. So
I'm not gonna. Well, we know you're going to do something next. What would you like to play?
Well, I'm going to play a newer tune. It's not on the album, if anyone has it. This one isn't, but it's about time I do another album, so I'm going to play some songs for that.
Are you've said that you're going to put on an EP this summer. Is that going to happen?
I wanted to, but record labels.
They want a whole album?
Well, no, they just wouldn't put this EP out.
Oh.
But they do want another whole album too, so we'll just put these ones on the album, or some of them we'll see. But record labels are interesting,
cool, interesting
creatures. This one's called If You Dare. Thank you.
I'd ever see. Something so real it could set me free. I've been thinking I might cut this loose. Never felt so wrong. How could this be? That we could carry on. The problem running through my head. Just gotta leave it here for dead. There's another doubt running through my mind. They tell me to leave it all behind. When we could carry on.
Thank you.
Michael Kiwanuka and a new song, If You Dare, with Peter Randall on bass. And as a DJ, I'm always thinking about the next song to play.
Oh, yeah.
And for that one, I think it's got something to do with the bass. Sandy Denny, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. It has the same cool bass.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's a nice piece. A good bass player and a singer. So.
Good work. Good work there. So Michael, I know you're aware of milestones, hitting milestones in your career, and you've done so much in just the past. We first started finding out about you really last March with South by Southwest, but I know that playing David Letterman was a milestone for you.
That was cool. I'd seen loads of my favorite singers there, you know, playing on that thing, especially like with YouTube. You find out a new artist, you could just go in England anyway. We don't get David Letterman.
Right.
You just go on YouTube, and if they're pretty big, they've probably done it, so you get to hear a good version of a live tune on it. So all my favorites would be on there, so I was like, oh, that would be cool to be on David Letterman one day. And that was nice to be at that theater too.
Did you play with Paul Schaefer and his band? Or just
no, we played, Pete was there, we played the full band was there, so okay. That was nice. That was fun.
Yeah. And I saw you did a thing at the Troubadour in L.A., and you said that was kind of a milestone. Have you had any others recently?
This tour has been one. Like the just playing at some of the venues that they've picked to play, the Mumford & Sons, like the Greek Theatre in Berkeley, three nights there. They sold out three nights there, and it's been beautiful there. And Austin City Limits will be one on Monday.
Right.
That'll be, yeah. I can't wait for that. So that'll be good. I've seen a lot of my favorite singers do that.